Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin. Now. Whoa! Jeepers! Oh, flipping floppers, lads. This is the Vegan Steven Podcast. Vegan Steven Podcast is a parody of the podcast. Vegan Steven's a fictional character. All characters and events in this show, even those based on real people, are entirely fictional. All celebrity voices are impersonated poorly. The following program contains coarse language and, due to its content, should not be viewed by anyone. Turn it off, it's not safe, it's strictly over 21s. You have to remove it out of your parents' gaff and have at least. One point seven children as well. Yeah, it needs to have at least 1.7, which I think is the average amount of. It's so confusing when those statistics come out, because it's like, how do you have 0.7 of a child? But it's just a statistic. The time is 11:53. This is a parody of a podcast. This is Thursday, and it is the 18th of June. So, there you are. Today, on the podcast, we are going to have possibly a look into robins. The birds robins. And they will have a look at the news. So, there you are.
Saving up to be a millionaire. I dare you do.
the Vegan Steven podcast. Tickle that subscribe button. Where's it gone? No one knows where it's gone. We are opened up here on Reddit Ireland. The main page, what's going on Reddit Ireland? Right, lads, that's enough of that. Bedtime has been abolished. I don't know what the reference is, but we'll dig a little deeper. Alright, here we go. A true Irishman. Dwyer by Sawyer Dwyer. Alright, it looks like a little poem. To my grandfather, Patrick Leahy, who came over to Ireland to fight for the South until he learned that the British Crown favoured the Confederacy, whereupon he switched sides. Alright. Here. Detective Garda has died in a gun attack in Castle County Roscommon. So there you are. Do you want more information? Yes, you do. Right, here we go. And Irish Texans 1995 to 1833, 100 people emigrated to the County Wexford to the Mission River Valley in southern Texas. At the time, Texas was under Mexican jurisdiction, one of the many reasons it was called Wexico. That's gas, isn't it? So this is just the main page of Reddit.
Reddit.com.
Right, lads. Alright, so here's the top story anyway. We'll have a look at that. So this is a reference to the... Right, lads, bedtime's been abolished. Okay, here we go. Well, I'd like to thank everyone for humouring us in this little endeavour of ours. But after a bit of a week, things have calmed down and we're making good progress on picking up some new mods that'll hopefully be joining team in the next few days. This must be a video game thing. As such, seems only allow to sub to return the remaining open 24/7. Have fun, just be racist. You know the story. Here's the first comment back. Glad things have calmed down. It was tough confining my racism to daylight hours. Alright. I'm not in on the joke yet. We'll see what happens. Especially with the next comment, with the farm during the day and that. Alright. And the next comment just says, feck arse girls. Next one says, ah, shite, that's my good sleeping pattern ruined. I've never been so confused in my life. Right, maybe someone knows what that's on about. And next comment about the Garda dying there. Horrible news, first thing in the morning, rest in peace. Garshi Khan have named him as Detective Colum Morgan. Horrible to hear, says another lad. Next comment, his gun was taken from him and he was shot with it. At least they have the person who did it. Please throw them in for life. An attack on a Garda like this needs to be punished severely. Rest well, Garda. That's by Smithman. edit link from Twitter, RT News. So yes, link. Next yellow comment says capital murder. Life sentence of 40 years. Alright. Grant. So there you are. There's a bit of that. So here's the RTE thing. Guard detective died in a shooting incident in Castlerowa, Roscommon. Armed detective who was from Mayo was on duty on his own when he was shot just before midnight. A man in his 40s was arrested, investigated, and yeah, there you are. So, thoughts and prayers. Moving on. Seems any other big things. Roads closed down and all that stuff. And the Michael Deegan there gave a statement saying, news of tragic death of Garda detective on duty in Castlerowa has come as a shock to us all. Yeah. There. So that's what's happening in the news. Oh, then the journal are doing the same thing. Okay. So that's the main story today. And also Trinity Council, Dublin Council to improve walking and cycling routes and restrictions. Alright. There's a... Oh wait. Trinity walking routes, Trinity College. Yeah, I know there was accidents to do with the Lewis there, and yeah, a variety of injuries and stuff. Yeah, okay, so happy days. Another statue is biting the dust or whatever. Removal of Seal Rome statue backed by Oxford College. So, okay, there we are. And in response to the Trinity thing, first comment by David Burke says, cyclists bashing in 3-2-1. Oh, cyclist passion. Oh, okay, so people are... Well, yeah, the cyclist got killed there. Was it around Christmas? Anyway. Ramble, something about helmets and lights. Okay, so here's the first comment marker. You forgot to add those cyclists who cycle on the footpaths with no regard... Pedestrians. Connor says, and the motorists who drive on the road with no regard other users, they're idiots. Oh shit. On all sorts of vehicles, indeed. On foot, no group has monopoly with ignorance and stupidity. My flippers. And now's that time. We're on the Twitch. No, we're not on Twitch. Lol cakes. We're on the Twitch and we're on... Pardon me. streaming on something there. Okay. And we're back in the room. Here we go. Connor. It's the Connor show. Okay, what's Connor? We just write Connor. James Keane. What? It's the situation at College Green that... now being pedestrianised with the exception of the Lewis, naturally. Yeah, okay. DeWitt says, great idea. I wish the government would act and also ban cycling on footpaths. Jeepers. Alan Kelly, in response to that, says, cycling on the footpath is illegal and has been for years. Connor says, I must tell my grandchild he's breaking the law. Alright. Drunken Dublin says, time to ban cars from the city centre. Dido says, sure, just ban the cars in the city. Who needs business? Sales with such dirty working class. Oh shit. Things away, we'd rather be off. People don't even bother coming into the city. Right. Drunken Dublin says, in response to that, have you ever heard of public transport? It's gas. Oh shit. Jeez, Connor is dedicated to the comment session. And he has no chill. He says, only 40% of people travelling into town use cars. Be sure. Let's continue to prioritise them. What harm are drivers doing except poisoning the inner city residents? He keeps going, so hard night up. And finally, I would read this, but I'm not gonna, because she wrote a million paragraphs, so. Sorry, Linda. Not today. Next! It's okay. I only ignored her comment because she was a woman. Removal of Seville Road statue backed. So there's another statue on. I don't know who the fuck he is. He probably fucking. Let's see who he is. Government body, Oxford University. In case you weren't following this, there's a. I covered it yesterday. I don't remember the day before. Anyway. Okay, let's see. So, Oxford University to remove statue of Seal Rose following a campaign for it to be taken down. A statement by Oriel College yesterday said the governing body had voted in favour of launching an independent inquiry into controversy surrounding the monument of British imperialist. The college said it had expressed the wish to remove the statue. Okay. Clueless lads, I'm no help to you. Alright, Alan Rubar on Twitter says, I hope they find a good home for him where we can discuss him rather than appear to ventrate him. V-E-N-E-R-A-T-E. Venate? Jeez. Alright, great. So that's a comment by someone. Here's Shelly, straight in, no kissing. She says, impact these decisions are likely to have in Britain around the world. They really do think they're in the centre of the universe. Alright, Shay Raymond responds to that. Shelly agreed, I'd imagine most people don't give a hoot. Oh my word. Rebecca Colbert says if they are going to remove his statue, then stop awarding his scholarship as well. But the monies. I don't know who he is. As I said, it's kind of like a thing. It's catching on. They will rename it. Says. Oh god, the response to that. Okay, grand. Padraig Coburn says the pyramids are next, I believe. That's the best one. That is the best one. Padraig Coburn, get up. He's a dad. Get up and take a fucking bow, Padraig Coburn. Fucking brilliant. Ah, oh, yeah. Krakatower says, I'm fucking in. I'm emotionally invested now. I'm gripped. Man, the shit just went fucking hit the fan. Pyramids are next. Oh. Krakatower says, what do you get? This is in reply. That's, sorry. You do get that is really tired and ridiculous claim. Alright, we have a fucking, what's her name? We have a fucking Karen in the room. She's looking for the manager. Padraig Corden says, I want you to remove your profile pic. Damn! His profile, Kark of Terror, he has a profile picture of fucking, oh, they're getting in the spot. I'm in. They're arguing over his, Kark of Terror's profile picture is a statue. So it's very controversial. Right, we have a fucking full-on war here. Alright, I never read these long threads. Lisa swoops in from the side jab, out of nowhere. Shall we put Nelson's pillar back up? How about a statue or two of Queen Victoria? Oh my word. Fabric responds to Lisa and he says, Queen Vicky is in Belfast. Okay. Fintan O'Florius in response to the Tower lad says, unfortunately this ridiculous has to become mainstream. This is alright. And Niall comes in with a big fucking laugh. Oh, you have to fucking kill all the lols. The lols are gone. Politically correct, come back in the room. He was just out there in the bathroom taking big shite. Now he's back. We're not there having any fun. That's what I wish he said. What he actually said was, serious question. You like King William of Orange's statue put back up in College Green? Oh, fuck. Or King George in Stephen's Green? Or O'Connell Street, renamed Slackville Street? Sackville Street. Okay. And response to this, lad says, yes, because statues put up to glorify imperialism, which still affects us greatly to this day. And we're put up in the last 150 years are the exact same as the pyramids. Great argument. Oh, damn. Chris Lynch. So there's a cut-off period. That's good to know. It's like that fucking 10-year thing they have in fucking America where if it was 10 years ago, you can get away with it. If it wasn't like a big major crime. I call it statute of limitations. Krakatower comes back in with a feckin' paragraph and we'll be in now with this one because the profile picture is a statue, so I don't know if he's a keen troll or what. I don't think Ireland has trolls yet. I don't think they reach Ireland, but we just have old men avoiding their was trying to watch football on the couch, texting to the church on their phones. Alright, Krakow Tower, here we go. Well, if this statues were put up to intentionally aggravate people, as in the US, questions should be asked. Oh, I didn't know that. Some of the Confederate statues were put up in the 60s as a direct way to intimidate. No way! That's really fucking interesting. Man. Oh shit, they're gonna keep going. The pyramids were built with skilled tradesmen. True. Well played. Who were paid good wages in beer and fucking oil, yes, beer and bread. What's that? Anyway, that's what they wanted. They're happy. Points. Skills tradesmen paid in good wage and even went on strike about work conditions. Mammy. Not slaves as many believe. One of the reason they went on strike was their makeup allowance. Very class. Proudly Italian says, shall we remove statues of Roman emperors then? I can't believe how people can be this stupid. Michael Wallace says, a few colleges have in Ireland, here in Ireland, have statues with interesting past behind them as well. Maybe the journal could look into that. Shanner McCann says, such as, genuine question. Mary McCarthy says, PC gone mad. That's politically correct. Culture gone mad. Oh, jeez. Yeah, there'll be microaggression statues next. Fuck me. Now, in fairness, these lads must have done some serious bad shit, like, if they're that fuming. Yeah, so. I do see where they're coming from, but it's like, you know yourself, where do you draw the fucking line? As with Christopher Columbus, in some parts of the world, he's like a hero, in other parts of the world, he's an absolute villain. I think it might be in Spain. In Spain, maybe? Like some songs. I think Neil Young had a song or something called Cortez the Killer. I think it was banned in Spain or something. It was like anti Christopher Columbus and stuff. Anyway, I probably have my details all there as well, but it's kind of perspective has a bit to do with it, I guess, and whose side you're on. History is written by winners. I guess statues are made by winners. I'm not saying that's a good thing. Oh, so here's
it's time to get serious.
It's time to get serious, ladies and gentlemen. Alright, I think this is very important. And it's not too depressing, so I try to keep the show light as I can, like this. No. It's your morning espresso, baby. Has COVID-19 changed your relationship with alcohol and drugs? I know from lads I've talked to, they're just like, yeah, like I'll be having half a bottle of wine anyway, like at night, like, I'm just like, what the fuck? Man, your head would be so sore the next day. But I think the trick is you keep drinking, so you don't have a sore head, which just confuses me even more. But anyway, who knows? This is what the journal has to say. COVID-19 has changed our lives, from travel bans, social and physical isolation, and empty cities, workers laid off, and governments scrambling to muster effective responses. The impact on people varies widely and differently between countries. Relationships may be placed under new stresses, and for those educating children at home, oh, that'd be a fucking bollock. Could you be arsed doing that? Like, just not everyone has the patience for your fucking teacher. Anyway, we're staying on topic, baby. I know it sounds like there's some great teachers and some awful teachers, and just because you're a human being doesn't mean you're good at it. Oh god. Some teachers just like fucking shout at you and just like, why aren't you doing it, why don't you know it yet? And you're just like, because you'd never told me how to do it. And we're like, fucking. Anyway, they just go, ah, Jesus, no. No, you know yourself. Here we go. There are some great teachers. Right. The past number of years, the journal... So you get the idea. They're going, here, what's the crack with you? Alright. Lovely. So let's have a little look at the comments and see what they are saying. Sinead Boland. Picture over there on a lovely day. Lovely blue sky. What she had to say. It has changed my relationship with food. Can't stop eating it. Definitely a lot. Very easy to dip into comfort eating, I'm going to say. No. Very easy. WCS says, love pints in the pub. Rarely drink at home. Have had 2 bottles of beer since February. All is good. Beautiful. Sinead Morrissey says, did a fair few trips to the bottle bank. That's a great way of putting it. Jared Haney says, embarrassing, all those rattling coffee jars in big bags put in the boot of the car in front of the neighbours. God, that was a fucking gold response. That was very good. Lisa Quinn. Gotta get yourself a glass wheelie bin. Oh, do they exist? That'd be so handy. Probably be mad dangerous though. No more embarrassing trips to the bottle bank. Well, maybe for a month. They only collected every 3 months. That is fab. Fabulous. Hook me up. So Reuben Gray says, for people, baking, reading, yoga, virtual dance parties, or simply being on Netflix. For others, it's drinking or using drugs. He says, can we expect a global survey on home baking then? Sarah Boland chimes back in. Has COVID-19 changed your relationship with Barbara Bread? Banana bread? Oh, maybe they have beef. Beef from previous conversation. Eugene Chomsky says, yes, it has. I'm now drinking in the field every evening. My man. Yeah, Yes, now I'm drinking in the field every evening, cans and bottles of stout. Smoking fags. Fags and talking to the cattle every evening. Oh, brilliant. Nobody else to talk to. That is fucking gas. Talking to the cattle. Drinking bottles of stout. Oh my god, that's fucking brilliant. Oh, I love that. Jared Heaney responds, Comsky, you need to get out more. That's fucking travel ban. Another response from Kieran says, did you not get the hint off them yet? They're fed up telling you to move. Chris Lynch says, was that exact question poll posted like a week or two ago? So yeah, they post the same fucking thing every day. It's good content, man. Copy and paste. It's good. It's good shit. Brilliant. Happy with that one. That tickled me. So statues. So who is this? Rhodes. Let's follow. So demonstrations have taken place outside Oriel College claiming that the statue to be moved from the High Street entrance of the building, as well as anti-racism protests following the death of George Floyd in the US. So it's related to that, in case you didn't. Well, ripples from that movement, perhaps. A similar demonstration was held in Bristol, which saw protesters topple a statue of slave trader Edward Colston and throw it into the harbour. No breath checks to be carried out in April. So, sorry, lads. Abortion guy. Oh jeez. You just don't talk about abortion, isn't that it? Okay. It's mad. You can talk about dead kids, but you can't talk about abortions. It's mad. Just because I'm about to look into the Madeleine McCann update. There's just some update on abortion there, anyway. But, jeez. I don't know. Alright, German prosecutors have concrete evidence Madeleine McCann is dead. Okay. So we have a few comments there. And let's see what the little thing says. Kiernan says, I hope to God that the concrete evidence does turn into that little girl's remains being recovered and offered to her parents, a family, some degree of closure to their living nightmare. Fucking hell. Man. Delboy says, cue the judgment journal. Prick commenters, you blame the parents. Next one. Do you think leaving children on their own so they can go out drinking is okay then? Oh, fuck, it's begun. 32 comments. Absolute fucking war going on there. Sylvia Regan says,
I suspect. The suspect was known to be a predator revolving around doors, allegedly destroying more lives over more decades. I worry that certain Murphy is getting up to hiding in plain sight in other countries where he isn't recognisable. So it's just talking about lads moving around, avoiding the old capture. They have not spoke to the suspect yet. They have concrete evidence. I wonder what's the evidence actually found, along with other evidence being used to try to interrogate, extradite him from Portugal. If he confesses to another person, it's not concrete evidence, I think. And then Philip says, I think they mentioned they found pictures and videotapes, so ghastly, thought it was something. Something was on those videotapes, image watching. That's the investigation nightmares for your life. Yet these vile vermin get off with it. Jeez. The McCann's reach is long, and also Eugene Concrete is an unfortunate turn of phrase. Damn. Alright. Yikes. That's fucking. How do you recover from that? Shit. Alright. Let's see what else we got going on. So, the old pubs are opening up. So it'll just be a few comments, people going, ah, oh, brilliant and stuff. It's gone beyond a joke now. 2 meters or not. If you can't do it, €9 food, all time limit for drunk people, and 19. Oh, Jesus. They're shining up. Sorry about that. Bum 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 bum, the pubs are open. And bum 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 bum. World news. Having a look on Russia today. Looking at the vegan news, and there's just advertisements for new foods that's coming out. That's happened to be vegan, so there's some vegan news for you. All right. Moving on. World news. No foreign interference allowed. China slams US bill allowing sanctions over alleged abuses, vows to retaliate. There we are. Rocket blasters near Baghdad Green Zone, US helicopters seen over area, and scientists pin greatest mass extinction of all time on Russia. And unlike politicians, they have some proof. We all know the score by now. Fossil fuels are bad. So where did the worst ever fossil fuel burn happen? You guessed it. Researchers in the US say massive coal burning in Siberia, S-I-B-E-R-I, caused the world's worst extinction. That's E-X-T-I-N-C-T-I-N. Okay. Right. Russia Today. Here we go. Hey, hey, hey. Bit of a solar eclipse there. Ring of fire solar eclipse due to light up our skies this weekend. Okay, lovely. So the solar eclipse gone. And Beijing say it resolutely opposes US and G7 meddling in Hong Kong after bloc urges China to scrap security law. China's top diplomat has shot back after the US and its allies in the G7 called on Beijing to abandon a hot-button national security law for Hong Kong, telling Americans' counterparts to respect Chinese sovereignty. Warning! Near-naked man. Aussie school on lockdown after crazed local in underwear attacked a bus. Primary school was put on lockdown after a half-naked man attacked the bus in Alderley, South Australia on Thursday. He smashed a window, terrifying passengers, then threw road traffic signs at passing vehicles. Man, how long was that lad in lockdown for? I probably didn't see anyone in 6 months and then saw a busload of people, couldn't handle it. Forgot you were meant to wear clothes and bullet. Who knows? Alright, so that's it. Have a great day. Or else I'll beat the fuck out of you. Take care of yourselves. And we're squeezing the bottle. We're squeezing it. Here is some little tips.
Here's some little tips.
Tips for staying motivated. Here we go. Keep a jar of accomplishments. Alright, find support system of like-minded people. Okay, get goals that allow you to see frequent progress. Alright, always spend some of your time learning something new. This is from addictedtosuccess.com/motivation. Write it down as an affirmation. Meditate and visualize. Take care of yourself. Read motivational and inspirational books. Limit the time you spend with negative people. Ooh. Be a source of positivity for other people. Alright. I'm already skeptical. Anyway, all right. art, and yeah, top stories. Wonderful. Over and out. Have a great one. Take care of yourself, you big messer.